Skagway leaders are moving ahead with a new 15-year Tidelands lease proposal, and they're hoping to get it to voters this October. At a public meeting Thursday, the Assembly put some tough questions to the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad president. The executive told them that the railroad is willing to compromise on some things, but it needs a 15-year lease agreement. The urgency driving this conversation comes from Skagway's need for a new floating dock. The dock would allow the cruise ship-reliant town to keep up with bigger boats arriving in 2019. White Pass Railroad leases most of the port. In order to cooperate on the floating dock, it wants a 15-year new lease that would pick up after the current one ends in 2023.
You know, the only agenda we have is toward a mutually beneficial conclusion.
White Pass President John Finlayson was at the Thursday meeting. Orion Hansen asked Finlayson if he would be willing to tie contamination cleanup in the ore basin to the current lease, meaning the cleanup would happen in the next 5 years. Finlayson said yes. He also said okay to the city capping its financial contribution to the cleanup at $1.5 million. But when Jay Burnham asked if White Pass would look at just the floating dock without the new lease, Finlayson said no.
Could we talk about just that floating component?
Jay, look, we've had this conversation several times.
We have.
We put forward what we feel is a benefit to White Pass. We also feel strongly it's a benefit to the city. And those feelings have not changed.
That seemed to get through to the Assembly. They made some changes, but none to the 15-year term. Previously, the Assembly voted for the city to take over as cruise terminal operator during the new lease. Hansen moved to reverse that decision.
It is a non-starter for White Pass, so this is a concession.
On the motion for White Pass to continue as cruise terminal operator, the Assembly was split. Hansen, Tim Cochran, and Steve Burnham Jr. voted yes. Jay Burnham, Spencer Morgan, and Monica Carlson voted no. Mayor Mark Schaefer broke the tie in favor of the motion. Throughout weeks of discussion on this new lease, the Assembly has agonized over whether it's a good deal for Skagway. Hansen brought up one part he thinks is a major benefit. After the 15-year lease, the city will be able to take over the Broadway and ore docks without having to pay millions of dollars.
But what we really get here is a path to where we own our assets and our waterfront.
The Assembly also voted to add language giving the city authority to regularly inspect the leased area and to deny a proposed sale or transfer of the lease. The group also agreed to wording requiring White Pass to obtain a surety bond to hold the company accountable for contamination cleanup. The city negotiating team will take these changes to White Pass. Then the Assembly will continue the discussion at a special meeting August 9th. It's still not a given that the Assembly will agree on the 15-year lease. Jay Burnham and Monica Carlson have been especially skeptical.
And then I keep hearing everybody saying that it's a non-starter for White Pass. It's a non-starter for White Pass. Well, excuse my French, what's a non-starter for the city? We need to take a little more gumption and a little more effort and get what we want.
So there's the question of Assembly approval. Then there's the question of whether they'll be fast enough to put the lease question on this October's election ballot. The deadline is August 17th, though the clerk says she could maybe stretch that a little bit. And perhaps the biggest question is whether the lease will pass a public vote. Steve Burnham Jr. said he was having flashbacks to 2015, when voters rejected a 35-year Tidelands lease.
My concern is that our audience doesn't have 500 people in it every time we meet. And I'm concerned that are we getting the message out, or are we going to be perceived as ramming it down their throat?
But Hansen pointed out that this time around, most of the lease discussions are happening in public instead of behind closed doors. He said if people are not paying attention, they should be. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.